我们下午的聚会要继续上午的主题。
So this afternoon service, we will continue with the topic from this morning.
啊，未雨绸缪。
Saving for a rainy day.
这是根据主耶稣所说的不义的管家的这个比喻啊，来做分析的。
This is according to one of the parable that Jesus has taught us, which is the parable of the unrighteous manager.
因为这个比喻当中有很多的含义，可以做各方面啊来做参考。
There are many things that we can learn from this parable.
那下午要讲第四个单元。
So this afternoon we are going into the fourth unit.
那第四个单元主要要强调就是聪明跟忠心。
What I want to bring to your attention in this fourth unit is the difference between being wise and being royal.
比喻当中的这个管家呢，他有远见。
In this parable, the manager that is mentioned here, he has a vision.
他也有很机敏、很聪明。
And he has some smartness in him.
但是站在忠心方面来讲，他是不太忠心。
However, from the perspective of royalty, it is not very royal to his master.
所以中文圣经。把他称为是不义的管家，就不诚实。
So in the Chinese Bible, it refers him to as an unrighteous manager, as a dishonest one.
有的人他很忠心，但是是一种愚忠啊，就是很笨的忠心。
Some people who is very royal, but they are not too bright.
那有一种就是叫做鼠忠。
And there are some others who really die for their masters.
在教会历史里面
In the history of our church,
有很多非常好、很优秀的人，因为鼠忠啊，丧失生命。
There are many gifted workers because they are willing to die for their belief. They have lost their life.
有的因为对方的一句话，你表示对主耶稣的忠心啊，就不敢违背那一句话。
Some people because they are royal to Lord Jesus, they do not go against whatever people tells them.
因为他要自赎忠心啊。
Because they want to be royal to the point of death.
但是有关这个宗教信仰哦，有多层面我们要考虑一下。
But with regarding to our religion, there are different levels that we should.Be aware of.
自赎忠心不见得是很好的。
Royal to the point of death does not necessarily mean it's the best.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻啊，真的可以给我们做多方面的参考。
So this parable that is taught here, we can look at it in many different ways.
请看路加福音十六章第八节。
Let's take a look at Gospel of Luke chapter 16, verse 8.
路加福音十六章第八节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 8.
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为金树之子在树树之上，较比光明之子更加聪明。
The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than the people of the light.
这里记载。主人在夸奖不义的管家，既然不义啊，为什么要夸奖他？
Here, the master commended the dishonest manager. Even though he is dishonest, why would the master commended him?
这里有提到金树之子、树树之子。
So here, there are mentioned two kinds of people. One is the people of the world, and one is the people of the light.
就是光明之子跟金树之子不一样。
That is the difference. There is a difference between people of this world and people of the light.
谁是光明之子?
Who are the people of the light?
谁是树树之子?
Who are the people who belong to the world?
金树之子。
The belong to this generation.
啊，这个呢，啊，以后的单元会谈到。
And I will discuss up to you about these things in the future units.
那这里提到他的聪明呢，是。让主人呢很欣赏。
So here his shrewdness is commended by his master.
这个聪明啊有多层面的。
There are many levels to his shrewdness.
有的聪明用在爱心方面。
Some people they use their wisdom on what is loving.
有的聪明用在那个坏事上。
And some people, they use their wisdom on what is evil.
所以现在科技发达，这个电脑发达，有的用。用多好，有的用不好。
So now with this advanced technology, some people can use their computers in a very good way, and some people can use their computer to do many bad things.
那么基督徒呢，也要考虑到信仰问题。
And for Christians, we need to ponder upon our belief.
那么在信仰上呢，我们也要聪明，但是也要忠心。
On our journey of faith, we have to be wise.But at the same time, we have to be royal as well.
神所创造的世界万物,
everything that God has created in our world.
人很聪明，但是也有一些小动物真的也是很聪明。
Humans are the most intelligent one, but there are indeed some other creature, animals. They are also very wise.
所以圣经也提到人好像不如他们。
So Bible, in some place in the Bible, it is like we are inferior to those animals.
要我们来学习他们。
So we ought to learn from them.
我们先来看箴言。
Let us first turn to the book of Proverbs.
三十章二十四节。
Chapter 30, verse 24.
箴言三十章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24.
地上有数样小物，却甚聪明。二十五节。
Verse 25.
蚂蚁是无力之力，猪猎却在夏天预备粮食。二十六节。
Verse 26。
沙湾是软弱猪猎，却在磐石中造房屋。二十七节。
Verse 27。
蝗虫没有君王，却分队而出。二十八节。
Verse 28。
手工用凿抓墙，却住在王宫里面。
Verse 24, four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Verse 25, ants are creatures of the little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Conies are a creature of little power, yet they make their home in the creeks. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in rank. A lizard can be caught with a hand, yet it's found in king's palace.
这四样小动物都很聪明。
All these four little...Creatures are extremely wise.
他们的聪明呢，各有他们的那个聪明的方面。
And they are wise in their own ways.
但是我们特别要提出这个蚂蚁。
But we especially want to point out the ants.
加拿大也有蚂蚁。
There are also ants that's found in Canada.
这个蚂蚁呢，很聪明。
Ants are extremely wise.
它跟这个未雨绸缪有关系。
It has a lot. They know how to save for a rainy day.
就是在夏天预备食物。
So they know how to store up their food in the summer.
再看箴言第六章第六节。
If we look to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6,
到第八节。
To verse 8.
箴言六章六节到八节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8.
懒惰人啊，你要去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割的时候粮食。
Go to the ants.
Oh, sorry. 到这里。
Go to the ants, you sluggard. Consider its way and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler.Yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers its food at harvest.
同样是人，有的人非常这个懒惰。
There are some people who are lazier than everybody else.
有的很殷勤。
And but there are some people who is very earnest in their work.
那有的人他会有惰性呢，是因为习惯养成习惯。
And some people they are lazy of a bad habit.
因为他的环境啊，无事所做。
Because in his environment, he has nothing to do.
人本来大多数都很勤劳。
Most people are diligent to begin with.
但是环境呢，会养成一个人惰性。
But an environment, a bad environment, can cause a person to become lazy.
那环境呢，会养成一个人很殷勤。
And good environment will also make a person diligent.
所以人在长大的过程呢，家庭教育非常重要。
So as a person grow up, it is very important that he receive a good education from his family.
那同样是人，为什么也有懒惰的，也有殷勤的
？So they are all same species as a human. Why are some more diligent than the others?
这里呢，在劝这个懒惰人要多多看蚂蚁。
Here, the one who wrote the proverb. Encourage the sluggard, the lazy person, to look at the ants.
有心思、有表现的人，看了会有效果。
If those who are wise, when they take a look at the ants, then they will learn something from it.
有的你看一百遍，但是无动于衷，有什么效果？
But there are some others who have looked at the ants 100 over times, but it does not teach them anything.
同样看圣经，同样听道理，也是一样的。
In the same way, we all look at the Bible. We all read the Bible, and we all listen to sermons.
有的人呢，被主耶稣的真理一点就点破了。
Some people they were moved by the Spirit of God, and they were able to understand the truth.
那有的呢，听了很多，还是没有办法点破。
And there are others who has listened to the sermon many times, but they not yet understand the truth.
蚂蚁的动作真的值得给我们做参考。
The actions, the behavior of the ants is worthy of our studies.
它实在是太小，但是它能够未雨绸缪。
It is indeed very small creature, but it saves for a rainy day.
我们人超越蚂蚁，超越太多了。
We are much, much better in many perspectives than the ants.
所以中西啊，这个聪明啊，不必谈那么多啊，反正每个人都很聪明。
So we don't need to go into how smart or how intelligent we all are.
但忠心很重要。
But royal, being royal to the master is important.
有的人对人很忠心，但对神呢不一定是忠心。
Some people they are royal to other people, but they are not very royal to God in heaven.
有的人在信仰上很忠心
，and there are some other people who is very royal in their beliefs.
但其他的事情办事上不一定是忠心
，but they are not necessarily very royal to the things in the world.
这有时候很难去定一个标准。
There is very hard for us to set a standard for people to follow.
但是主耶稣也谈到这个做管家的哈，有忠心还要有见识。
But Lord Jesus has mentioned to become a manager, you have to be royal. On top of that, you have to have knowledge and wisdom.
请看路加福音十二章四十二节。
Let us turn to Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 42.
路加福音十二章四十二节。
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 42.
主说：“谁是那忠心有见识的管家？”主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们。
The Lord answered, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time?"
这是主耶稣另外讲的比喻。
This is another parable spoken by Lord Jesus.
有提到这个管家。
Here mentioned a kind of manager.
管家忠心，但是还要有见识。
This manager is not only royal, faithful to the master, but also they are wise.
十六章所说的那个管家呢，他虽然不诚实。
In the manager that we learn about in chapter 16, although he is dishonest,
但他也可以说是有爱心啊。
But we can say that he is full of love.
但是他这种爱心也是为了他的将来。
But this kind of the actions that he did out of love, it's also for his own future.
所以他的聪明所想出来的方法，一方面表现爱心。
So the generosity deeds that he come up with, one side can see that he's very loving.
减轻了那些欠债的人。
So those who are in debt is much easier.
反正我的主人钱财太多了。
Because my master owns too many possessions.
所以他减轻这个欠债的人，欠债的人会说你很有爱心了。
So once he relieves some of the debt of the people who are in debt, then they think he is a person full of love.
人如果有 有忠心，没有爱心，有时候不完美。
If a person is very royal and faithful, but he has no love, then he is not perfect.
大卫王啊。
King David, for example,
有一个不孝的儿子叫做亚撒龙。
He has a son who is not very filial. His name is Absalom.
他要杀死父王。
He wants to kill his father, whom is the king.
结果呢，他死在他父王的将军的手下。
However, at the end, he died by the hand of the general of his father.
大卫王告诉约押将军啊。
So King David told his general Joab,
你要反攻攻打我的儿子亚撒龙，千万呢不要把他杀死，要留，要捉活人啊。
You should defeat the army of my son Absalom, but do not kill him. You have to capture him alive.
这是王的命令。
This is the command of the king.
但是约押将军很忠心。
But Joab, the general, he is very royal and faithful to the king.
他听到一个小兵来报告亚撒龙在哪里。
When he heard a soldier tell him that where Absalom is hiding,
他骂那小兵为什么没有把他杀死。
So he scolded the little soldier, say, "Why didn't you guys kill him?"
那个小兵说，王交代啊，要留住他的生命啊。
But the soldier says, "That's the king's command. We are not to kill Absalom."
哎呀，将军啊，容不下亚撒龙。
Joab.Would not allow Absalom to continue to live.
他就杀死他。
So he killed Absalom.
因为他对王很忠心。
Because he is very royal to the king.
有忠心却没有爱心。
He is royal and faithful, but he has no love.
因为亚撒龙不是他的儿子啊。
Because Absalom is not his son.
亚撒龙是大卫王的儿子。
Absalom is the son of the king, David.
他是这种不孝忤逆之罪，但做父亲的能够容纳。
Although he has committed great sin against his father, but his father is willing to forgive him.
但约押没有办法。
But Joab, he doesn't want to forgive him.
这就是有忠心，但就缺乏爱心，还是不完美。
So he is a person, very royal, but he has no love, so he is not perfect.
这个宗教信仰啊。要有爱，也要有忠心。
It is the same to our religion belief. We have to be royal and faithful, but at the same time, we should be full of love.
有些宗教真的对他的这个宗教很忠心啊。
There are some religion people are very royal to their belief.
但是缺乏神的爱。
However, in their religion, the God is not that loving.
为什么有宗教战争？
How come there are wars between different religions?
为什么为了宗教而杀人?
How come you should kill because of your religion?
这个都不是神喜欢的。
This is not the thing pleased in the eyes of the Lord.
所以听到这些真的让人很悲哀。
So when we have heard this, it makes our heart sad.
所以主耶稣谈到这个管家要有忠心，但是也要有知识。
So when Lord Jesus talked about a manager, he said the manager should be wise and faithful.
另外主耶稣又谈到。
So Lord Jesus continues.
请看马太福音第十章。
If we take a look at Matthew chapter 10.
十六节十七节。
Verse 16 and 17.
马太福音。十章十六节十七节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 and 17.
我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像手，驯良像鸽子。你们要防备人，因为他们要把你们，交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们。
I am sending you out like sheep among wolves.Therefore, be sure as snakes and as innocent as doves. Verse 17. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues.
主耶稣差遣门徒出去传福音。
When Lord Jesus sent out his disciples to preach the gospel,
好像驯良的羊进入狼群里面。
It's like sending sheep into wolves.
非常危险。
It is very dangerous.
所以主耶稣提醒他们要灵巧像蛇。
So Lord Jesus reminded them to be as shrewd as the snake.
蛇是败劣的，是不好的。
Snakes are not very good creatures.
但是它很灵巧。
But they are very shrewd.
所以圣经里面把蛇呢，象征为魔鬼啊。
So the Bible often referred to the snake as the devil.
那这里记载说，我们要像蛇，不是像魔鬼，那个不好。
So the Bible tells us we should not be as evil as the snake.
要善用这种灵巧。
We have to use its wisdom.
那鸽子呢？比较顺良。
But how about the doves? It is more innocent.
但是鸽子有时候顺良到，就是比较笨的动作。
It is innocent, but sometimes it's a little bit dull and unwise.At times,
鸽子是让人印象很好。
The dove can bring you a very good impression.
但是不能灵巧。
But it's not very wise.
有时候像欧洲啊，有些地方啊，鸽子都爬到你的身上来，它也不怕。
So in Europe, a lot of dove would jump onto your shoulders and it's not afraid.
各样的这个小动物都有它好的一面。
Many little animals has a good side.
所以有见识的人就会拿那个好的一面。
So one who is wise will use the good side of the animal.
所以圣经记载真的有一些小动物啊，真的非常聪明。
So in the Bible, it records some animals, they are extremely wise.
在雅歌里面提到说要防备这个小狐狸呀。
In the Song of Psalms, it tells to guard against a little fox.
就小狐狸会破坏葡萄园。
This little fox will destroy a vineyard.
那葡萄园往往我们把它比喻为是教会。
So we often refer the vineyard to as our church.
所以有时候小狐狸呢，它也会破坏。
So these little fox, they are here to destroy this vineyard.
所以谈到这个忠心啊。
So when we talk about royalty,
还要有见识。
We should have wisdom on top of it.
所以真理的造就很重要。
So it is important to be edified by the truth.
要多方面的造就。
We have to be edified in many ways.
我们有这个真理就是属天的天道，但是人道也要注重。
This truth is relating to the things above, but we should know the things of this world as well.
商人有商道。
And for businessmen, they have way of doing business.
医生有医道。
And for doctors, they know the way of helping people to get better.
所谓谈到道，就是他有正当的方法。
When you talk about a way of doing something, it is a correct way of doing things.
我们信耶稣的人在传道。
And we are also preaching the word or the way to heaven.
就是传扬神的真理。
And we are preaching the truth.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面啊。
And inside this parable,
他除了称赞这个管家的聪明以外。
He has commented the wisdom of the manager.
他又谈到有关忠心方面。
He talked about faithfulness or royalty.
请看路加福音十六章第十节。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 10.
路加福音十六章十节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 10.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
这里提到大事跟小事。
Here it mentioned two kind of things, much things and little things.
人性的弱点，注重大事，忽略小事。
A weakness of us is that we focus on bigger things and neglect the little things.
有的人大事会斤斤计较，小事就无所谓啊。
So some people are very diligent when they're working on bigger things, and they often neglect the little things.
价值不一样啊。
Because it's of different value.
所以凭着价值观，他可以管大事，小事可以不管。
So using their own principle of value, they will take care of the big things.And they will neglect the little things.
但是主耶稣在这边，小事不忠心，大事同样会不忠心。
But here the Lord Jesus said, if you are dishonest with little things, you will also be dishonest or unfaithful on big things.
这个就是人性方面。
This is human nature.
有的人个性就是。无论什么大小事都是不成熟了。
This is some people's character. They will be dishonest no matter what they do, big or small.
因为他撒谎已经习惯了，经常说谎话。
Because it is the habit of theirs to lie anytime.
无论大小事都是这样就习惯了。
No matter they encounter big things or small things.
那这里提到大事跟小事。
So here it mentioned little and much.
钱是大事还是小事
？Is money? Do you have little money or much money?
小事。
Is little.
身外之物。
It is, yes, it is out of our bodies.
但是有的人看钱如命。
But some people treat money as their life.
钱是大事。
They see money as something that is very important and big to their life.
但是主耶稣在这边强调，钱是小事。
But Lord Jesus mentioned here as want to emphasize that money is the little things.
这真是真理。
And it is the truth.
2008年啊，这个经济发生变化。
In the year 2008, we can all see the downturn of the economy.
全世界都轰动起来，你说小事吗
？Even the whole world, they are rose because of this event of money.
但主耶稣在这个比喻里面啊，我看他看这个钱方面是小事。
But in this parable, Lord Jesus treated the money as little things.
那什么是大事呢
？So what is big things that is very important?
宗教信仰、灵魂方面。
A person's belief, a person's soul.
救灵魂的工作，这个是大事。
The work of saving people's lives, their souls, that is the big thing.
主耶稣在世的时候，曾经拯救了一个被邪灵附着的人。
When Lord Jesus is in the world, he has saved a person from the bondage of evil spirits.
他感谢主耶稣的恩典。
This person who was saved, he is very gracious of Lord Jesus.
他要立住终身服侍耶稣做耶稣的仆人
So he determined to be the servant of Lord Jesus for the rest of his life
耶稣说不可以
Lord Jesus said you cannot do that
我不能收纳你
I cannot accept you
你要回到你的故乡
You should return to your own village
把主耶稣坐在你的身上做些把它见证
And bear testimony of what happened to you
主耶稣坐在他身上是大事。
What Jesus did for him is something considered very great and big.
请同样看路加福音第八章。
Let us refer to Luke chapter 8.
39节。
Verse 39.
路加福音第八章39节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 39.
你回家去。传说神为你做了何等大的事，他就去满城里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事。
Return home and tell how much God has done for you. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus has done for him.
他受主耶稣的恩典感动，要做耶稣的仆人。
He is moved by the grace of God to be the servant of Lord Jesus.
但是耶稣告诉他
But this is what Lord Jesus replied him.
比这个更重要的就是去传福音给你的家人。
What is more important is to preach the good gospel to your family.
这个是大事。
This is something considered very great.
所以有的人很聪明，把这个小数的钱能够建立在个大数的福音上。
So there are some people who are very wise with their money, that is considered small things, and they use it on the bigger important things.
救灵魂的工作是大事。
Because the work of saving people's soul is considered very great.
属灵方面啊，这个大部分我们都可以把它列为大事。
All the things with regarding to our spiritual well-being, we can consider them as great or important events.
所以我们这个宗教信仰跟来生有关系啊，这个是大事啊。
So the belief we have in this world, which will determine if we go to heaven. It is considered a big and important thing to do.
那这个宗教信仰就跟现在我们这个纯正的教会、纯正的福音有关系啊。
And to have choose the right religion has to do with a pure faith or the church with a pure faith.
所以真正神的管家就是在神的家能够忠心。
So a true manager of God, he is faithful in the household of God.
请看希伯来书第三章第一节。
Let us take a look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
同盟天造的圣洁弟兄，你们应当思想我们所认为始祖为大祭司的耶稣。第二节
，verse two，
他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess.He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house.
我们信耶稣的人就是新约时代的这些神的选民。
We who believe in Jesus, we are the chosen people in the New Testament time.
希伯来书的作者要我们思想这个大祭司耶稣。
The author of Hebrews wants us to fix our thoughts on Jesus, the high priest.
主耶稣呢，他扮演很多种的角色。
Jesus, he himself played many roles in the Bible.
那其中有一种角色叫做大祭司中保，为百姓代祷。
And one role he took up was high priest who prayed, continually for his people.
这个角色继续在扮演。
And this character, he is continued being this character.
那神的家呢，就是教会。
And the household of God is referring to the church.
那这个摩西呢，在旧约神的选民啊，他是带领选民出埃及进，要进迦南的。
And Moses, in the Old Testament time, he is a leader who had brought out the chosen people of God out of Egypt.
所以在神的选民的这个团体里面，就是神的家，他非常忠心。
So in the group of the chosen people, which are the Israelites, the people of God, he is very royal and faithful.
所以希伯来书作者把耶稣所扮演的角色跟摩西扮演的角色扯在一起，从第一节到第六节就谈到这个忠心的问题。
So from verse 1 to 6, he talk about being royal, and he has mixed the role Jesus played.And Moses' role, for they are both very royal.
那新约时代呢，就把这个教会呢，解释为是神的家。
And in the New Testament time, they refer to the church as the household of God.
所谓教会就是做信耶稣的一种团体。
And church refer to a group of people who believed in the Lord.
这个。有很多的圣经根据。
There are many Bible references.
我们来看提摩太前书第三章十五节。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
倘若我单言入酒，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。作家就是永生神的教会真理的主使和根基。
If I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
这是一个诸孙的老传道啊，对一个年轻的传道所说的话。
These are the words of a senior minister spoken to a younger minister.
保罗对提摩太说：“要在神的家中，要怎样做。”
So Paul taught Timothy how to conduct himself and God's household.
他不必告诉他很多的细节，因为提摩太很聪明。
He doesn't need to go into details because Timothy is indeed a very wise person.
怎样做你自己可以去决定的。
You know how you ought to conduct yourself.
那这个神的家，这里说就是永生神的教会。
And the household of God is referring to the church of God.
同样的，我们今天在我们神的家教会里面。
And today we are the same who are in the household of God.
有些事呢，要行政上的安排。
There are some things the church board will decide.
要有秩序。
There should be an order.
但是有些事上呢，是可以主动主发去关心的。
And there are some other matters we can take a proactive, that can take an active role to participate.
一个有忠心又有知识的人，
if a person is royal and faithful and full of wisdom,
往往会灵巧运用。
Then he would be able to use his talents wisely.
那有的人只是显出他的属忠于忠，这个就不太好。
However, there are some other people who is just faithful and not able to do much.
所以小树上忠心跟大树上也能够忠心，这个是心态问题。
So if you are able to be faithful on little things, you also be faithful on bigger things, and this is an attitude.
那再来，我们要谈到这个不义的钱财。
And we also want to talk about the unrighteous money. Then,
请看这个。
In our next point,
路加福音十六章十一节。
Now let's take a look at Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 11.
路加福音十六章十一节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 11.
倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心。谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？
So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches?
我们的观念上都是认为挥霍赚来叫做不义的钱财。
In our concept or principle, we think only those money who is obtained illegitimately, they are money of unrighteousness.
这是一部分对，一部分不对啊。
This is partly true.
主耶稣在这边所说不义的钱财，就世界上所有的都是不义的钱财。
The unrighteous money or worldly wealth is referring to all the money of the world.
因为第一个单元我有提到这个大财主跟小财主。
Because in the first unit, I've already talked to you about the great rich man and the little rich man.
小财主的钱财都是不义的钱财。
The little rich man's possession are or worldly wealth or unrighteous wealth.
因为世界上所有的钱财都是天上的神啊。
Because everything in the world belong to God in heaven.
所以神是大财主。
So God is the great wealthy person.
人来到世界上啊，是空空如也，什么都没有，没有带来。
When we come into the world, we come in empty-handed.
所以现在我们在世界上有很多的东西啊，都是神赏赐给我们。
So whatever we own today is given to us by our God.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面所谓的不义的钱财，就是日光之下的这些都是不义的钱财。
So in this parable, when he talk about the unrighteous wealth, it's anything that's under the sun.
这个是一个大原则了。
This is a big principle that we have to know.
他说：“人在这个不义的钱财上不忠心。”
So he said, if one is unfaithful or untrustworthy on the unrighteous money,
这就是不所谓这个不义的钱财上不忠心，就是比较挥霍的动作。
So if he says if one is not trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, that means he may be gaining this wealth.Or using this wealth in illegal ways.
所谓挥霍跟正当有时候也很困难去分别。
And how do we discern between illegal or legal ways of getting money?
有的他的技巧很好。
Some people, they have very good techniques.
但是你把它当为诡诈就不一样。
But if you think they are trying to trick you, then it's different.
有的人他赚钱真的很有技巧。
There are some people who has many ways of making money.
那这里说，在钱财上不忠心的，谁还把真实的钱财托付给他呢
？So here it says, if you are not trustworthy handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches?
什么是真实的钱财
？What is the true riches?
能够永远长存的价值
？The thing that will last forever
才是真实。
Only then it is of true wealth.
如果是借你用，只是给你用啊，不能带走的，不能拿到天上去的，那个都不是真实的。
If I only give it to you for a little while, and then you cannot bring with you to heaven, then it's not true wealth.
能够永远保持那个价值的，就是真实的钱财。
But if something can retain its value forever, then it's true.
什么能够保持那个价值呢？
What can retain its value forever?
当然呢，是坐在神的树上，属灵的树上。
It is the effort, the things that you spend for God.
主要是谈到这个金钱方面呢，有一种金钱会价值会归空，有的能够保持。
Lord Jesus has mentioned there are some money.That will become in vain, and there are some money who will last forever.
请参看路加福音十二章三十三节。
Let us take a look at Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 33.
三十三节、三十四节。
Verse 33 and verse 34.
你们要变卖所有的周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，用不尽的财宝在天上。就是劫不能进，虫不能住的地方。三十四节。
Verse 34.
因为你们的财宝在那里，你们的心也在那。
Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out. A treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
主耶稣在这边谈到物质的钱财就是不义的钱财，能够用在有意义的事上就可以保值。
Here, Lord Jesus said, the physical money, which is the unrighteous money, if you use it on meaningful things, it will become of value to you in the future.
就是把世上的这个价值呢，就兑换到天上去。
That is, if we exchange something is valuable in the world to something is valuable in heaven.
那这种宝足呢是永远的。
And this kind of value you attain in heaven will last forever.
那因为我们有财产在天上，我们的心会经常去思想。
And if we have built our great wealth in heaven, then we will also always ponder upon the things above.
所以有很多纯正信仰的人呢，他们都比较超越。
So there are some people who has a pure faith, they transcend.Over others.
因为有很多的价值在天上。
Because they have built up much wealth in heaven.
所以我们要追求这个在信仰上的这一方面的富足。
So we should pursue after the riches in heaven.
请看雅各书第二章第五节。
Let us take a look at the book of James, chapter 2, verse 5.
雅各书第二章第五节。
Book of James, chapter 2, verse 5.
我亲爱的弟兄啊，请听，神岂不是拣选世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
Verse 5. Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chose those who are poor in the eyes of the world, to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him.
这里记载说神拣选贫穷的人。
Here it records that God chose those who are poor in the world.
不一定是物质的贫穷。
Maybe they are not poor, materially speaking.
有的是心灵上很贫穷。
Some people are poor in their spirit.
那这些穷人因为很谦虚，所以主耶稣喜欢拣选他们。
And these people who are poor, they are very humble. That is why God chose them.
让他们在信仰上能够保足啊。
So God allowed them to retain their values spiritually.
所以我们教会弟兄姐妹大部分都是在信仰上是一个富足的人。
So most of us here, we are very rich spiritually.
并且呢，我们会为了做些属灵的事情啊。一直的积蓄一些价值在里面。
And we will continue to accumulate our wealth in heaven.
这就是一个聪明的管家呢，能够未雨绸缪啊。
This is what a wise manager would do, is saving for a rainy day.
请看提摩太前书第六章十九节。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
提摩太前书第六章十九节。
Sorry, it's 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 19.
为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们除掉那真正的生命。
Verse 19, in this way they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
我们虔诚的信仰生活就是在积成美好的根基。
So if we live a very holy life, we are building a good foundation.
就是在预备将来。
We are preparing for our future.
就是为了那真正不能消灭的那种生命。
We are waiting for the true life that will never perish.
人的生命呢，有一种是维持肉体的生命。
When we live in the world, we are trying to sustain our body.
有一种是维持我们灵命，就属灵的生命，这是永远不灭。
But there is another kind of life that is within us. It is a spiritual life that will never perish.
那么我们有纯正的这种信仰，就是在除掉真正的生命。
If we have this pure faith, we are trying to get hold, take hold of this life that is truly life.
那么我们这些信耶稣的人
，For we who believe in Jesus，
还有一种叫做永远的家业。
There is a inheritance that is forever that will last forever。
就是永远的家业，就是属灵的家业，也是在天上。
But a spiritual inheritance that is waiting for us above。
希伯来书的作者在希伯来书十章有谈到这个问题。
And the author of Hebrews has talked about this.These things in chapter 10.
就谈到这个永远的家业。
It talk about the inheritance in above.
就是更美而长存的家业。
It is the better things, and it will last forever.
我们大多数的人啊，都是在预备这些哈。
Most of us, we are trying to prepare for what is better.
那再来看这个路加福音十六章十二节。
Let us continue with Luke chapter 16 verse 12.
十六章十二节。
Chapter 16 verse 12.
倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们？
And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own?
别人的东西
，What is belong to others？
自己的东西
，What is belong to you？
这是怎么解释
？How do we explain these two different things？
我们来世界报道什么都没有，所以都别人的东西。
So when we come into this world, we have nothing. So everything we have today belongs to others.
什么都没有带来。
We have brought with us nothing.
但后来我们就有了。
But then later on, we have something.
有衣服穿啊、
we have clothes.
这个父母亲预备的啦。
That is prepared for us by our parents.
所以不是这个婴孩的，是父母亲的。
So it does not belong to the little children or the baby. It belongs to his or her parents.
那如果再追究下去，也不是父母亲的。
But it's not really their parents.
追究到最后就是都是神的。
If we go to the source of everything, that is, everything is.Belong to the Lord.
所以我们所拥有的就是别人的，就是神的了。
So everything we have belong to others, and that is belong to the Lord.
那神的恩典，神赏赐给你的这些，你去好好运用，就是在这个别人的事上忠心了。
And if you use the things that God gives you well, that is you are trustworthy with other people's property.
那因为在这个别人的东西上。有忠心呢，才能够把自己的东西呢啊给我们做。
And if you are trustworthy with someone else's property, then you will be given property of your own.
也就是说，神赏赐给我们的，我们表现得很好，就会成为我们的了。
That is, if you use well what God is giving you, then it will become yours.
那这个别人的东西呢？还有一种解释，就是你 再多啊，等到你离开世界，还是留给别人了。
And someone else's property is also an explanation is that when, even though you have accumulated so much, but once you leave the world, you leave everything behind.
所以我们能够像大卫一样的那个祷告词啊。
So we can pray like David.
请看历代志上二十九章十四节。
First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 14.
历代志上二十九章十四节。
First Chronicles chapter 19 verse 14。
我算什么？我的百姓算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献？因为万物都是从你而来，我们把从你而来的献给你。
First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 14。But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to give as generously as this?Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand.
这种声音跟这种心态啊，我们大家都有哈。
This kind of voice, this kind of attitude is shared among us.
为什么有？因为我们有纯正的信仰。
Why do we understand this? Because we have the pure faith.
那我们有这种声音，又有这种心态呢？就是在神面前忠心的了。
And when you hear about this, and when you hear people say this, because we are royal and faithful in the eyes of God,
那神呢，就会把我们真实属于我们自己的赏赐给我们。
And then God will grant you what truly belongs to you.
那这个呢，或多或少都不一样。
And maybe more and maybe less, it is different what everybody receives.
神对我们做些管家呢，啊，所要求的程度也不一样的。
And it is of a different expectation that God has for every one of us as managers.
路加福音十二章四十八节。
Let us take a look at, Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48.
路加福音十二章四十八节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48.
唯有那不知道的做了当受责打的事。必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
Verse 48. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. For everyone who does, who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
不知道的跟知道的。
There are two kinds of people, who knows and who does not know.
这个有区别的。
There is a difference.
有的时候无知就无罪啊。
Some people say, if I don't know, I cannot be mistaken if I don't know.
你知道的太多啊，你又去违反就不好。
So if you know too much and then you break these rules, then it's not good for you.
那第二个部分说，多给谁就。
And the latter part of this verse says, "Who has been given much, more will be demanded from him."
多托付给谁，就向谁多要。
Who has been given much, much will be asked from him.
所以一般弟兄姐妹跟一些被选上负责人、宗教教育教员或者是长族传道都有区别的。
So brothers and sisters, church board members, ministers, they will be demanded, differently from God.
这个都是在主耶稣的手中啊。
And all these accounts are in the hands of our Lord.
你领受的比较多就啊，当然呢啊，就要你有更多的付出。
If you receive much, of course God expects more out of you.
啊，多托付给你的责任，你就要多发挥你的责任。
And if you are given more responsibilities, you need to be more diligent.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻啊，有多方面的造就。
So this parable can teach us many, many things.
那有关第四个单元就谈到这里。
And we will conclude our fourth unit here.
唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
415首。
415.